And I am back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy Mister, aka Super Raw 357, best known as Prince Godbody. And honestly, this week, sorry, throat is dry as hell. Should have took a sip of water before I started. But this week, I don't really have much to talk about, which is good because I am here alone this week, as you see. But I do want to start the show by giving a slight, not even a slight, a major rest in peace to comedian actor Leslie Jordan, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 76. He was known as a cast, probably most known by me as well. Most known by me, rather, from being in Will and Grace. Really don't know much else. I wouldn't recognize him for much else, but he was a very beloved figure. So I do want to say that and get that out the way. Rest in peace to Leslie Jordan. Sorry about that. But, like I said, I don't really have much to talk about this week. Reiterating some points I've made the last few weeks for one of these. Reiterating another point I've been making for the past few months with another one of these topics. And the other few are just kind of topical things. But we are going to start off today with Brittany Griner, as we all know, has been locked up in Russian prison for attempting, or not even attempting, having the cart and trying to, you know, fly with it. But she also did put in an appeal for the decision on her 9-year sentence, and the Russian courts did, in fact, deny that appeal. So unless the United States does come up with some type of negotiation, it's looking like Brittany Griner will, in fact, have to serve all 9 years of her sentence. Because from what we've reported here before, they want a guy known as the Merchant of Death. And a point we've reiterated a million times before is politically America doesn't want to do that, although they're still fighting for her to come home. The American government doesn't, they say she's unjustly over there, although, you know, federal legalization of marijuana and marijuana products is not a thing in America. They say she's unjustly detained there, yet there's not that, there's a lot that they could do, it's just not a lot that they're willing to do. And that's really the problem with this when it comes down to it, because the Russian prisons aren't going to show any leniency, especially to their prisoners. They're not going to show any leniency to an American prisoner, and definitely not to an American prisoner when they're in conflict with a country that America has been financially backing, which is something we here in America have seen firsthand, these billions of dollars going to the Ukraine to help fight Russia. So for them to kind of just give us Brittany Griner doesn't make sense politically, but that does not mean we're not hoping and praying and, you know, wishing for her speedy return. Because I won't say that Russian, I've never been Russian prison, never seen Russian prison, but prison itself is not anywhere anybody wants to be, especially over something like a THC cart that, you know, a lot of people in America partake in, but in Russia, it's not the same thing. They don't have the same culture we have, and that's another, I guess, thing we're missing with this whole situation, is there's no, the right answer as an American citizen is do whatever to bring her home. But as the American government, how do you trade a basketball player for an international arms dealer, especially for something she would have also been arrested for in America? It's just a catch-22 of a situation all in all. And there, I mean, my opinion's not going to help solve it, I'll say that. The only person that has the real power is the real power, and I say that with quotation marks because he can't just do anything he wants just like that, but is Joe Biden. So just to end it all, I hope she's doing well, and I hope that she does get to see America soon, because that she really caught the shit end of a stick on that one with the timing and all that. Somebody who else is not even catching the shit end of the stick, and that's kind of really what I want to get at with this whole segment, because the last few weeks we have been drilling home Kanye making certain comments on the web you know, on Instagram, going on certain platforms, reiterating those comments. And now we're seeing major brands like Adidas and Balenciaga and people like Anna Wintour officially, publicly pull their endorsement away from Kanye. Adidas has done it to the fact that they've come out with a statement saying, we've severed ties. He won't get any more money. We own all the shit. What we decide to do with it, we'll decide in times due. But for right now, he's not associated with Adidas at all anymore. And for a company that big to also signify that he only lost us $250 million and to say it like that really has to put in perspective, like, yeah, Kanye's paying for all his mistakes and all his comments. But this highlights that freedom of speech is not without freedom of repercussions. You can't shit on people all day long and not expect them to act in a way that's not beneficial to you. Just because you throw a temper tantrum about something, and let's say you are right about that thing, if you go and insult the people you're trying to get to go along with you, you're not going to win them over. This is a classic thing we see a lot, especially now on the internet, is somebody will throw a stone, and when the stone's thrown back, and the stone that's thrown back is big enough to break their arm, they're like, well, you fucking broke my arm. Well, if you hadn't been throwing stones and boulders and shit in the first place, none of this would have happened. And this is something that we see perpetually on the internet. And with somebody as big as Kanye, we're just seeing how fucking we're just seeing how drastic it can get. Because we see people online, everyday people, just regular citizens, non-celebrities. The thing is, you'll lose your job if you get out there on the internet and you offend too many people, this, that, and the third. Kanye West, as what he wanted us to perceive him as one of the biggest businessmen in the world, has lost everything overnight. Not just a job, but the money that he was so desperate for, begging for years to start this. He said he spent all his money and it failed, so he wanted other people's money. He took the other people's money and then he went back around to shit on them in one of his, let's say, even a manic episodes. He goes around to shit on them and they take the money back. That's all that's happened here. It has to do with what he said, but it's with what he said and how he said that about the people who have always essentially done for him in a way. He's begged them all. You can't beg for attention from everybody, and you can't beg for attention from everybody by insulting every other group. And then once you've run out of groups that you've insulted, you insult the group that's actually endorsed you. Now you've fallen out with everybody. You've bitten every hand that's fed you. And that's what it's coming back to. When you get online, or it doesn't even have to be online, but most of the times, you know, we're seeing it online nowadays. When you get up here and you get so bold and call yourself a free thinker when all you're doing is being a parrot for other shit you've seen, you say you don't read. You know what I'm saying? It just becomes, a platform for you to serve yourself, for you to kill your own dreams and ambitions. That there are no actions or words without repercussions, and sometimes those repercussions are self-sabotage in hindsight. That's the best way for me to put it. I'm going to get off that because that's just been the only topic in the news for the last few days. And I just had to go ahead and hopefully finish that out. But something that I found really interesting that I've seen on social media recently have been kids going to Steve Lacy concerts and ruining the experience for other concert goers and Steve Lacy himself, from what it seems. If you're not familiar, Steve Lacy is a musician. Recently released an album titled Gemini Rights, and he's currently on tour of said album. If you're not familiar with his music, he was part of the internet. He was a guitarist for the internet. He's produced for Kendrick as far back as 16, a Grammy winner, you know, songwriter, musician. He's really good at what the fuck he does. But recently, because of TikTok, a lot of the songs, especially Bad Habit, which you've probably heard on the radio, have blown up to an audience that is brand new to him and his music. And by that happening, it's just a bunch of children being introduced to super adult themed music. But I will say, the way it's, you can't say he's not, it's not sexually explicit in the adult theme, but it's not your necessarily like teenage love music. It's young adult grown man shit. But the problem that people have seemingly been having, and he has been having too, is that a lot of younger kids are going to the shows and aren't actually fans of the shows. This tour sold out in minutes when it was available. I even tried to get tickets and it was already sold out. But these kids aren't fans of these artists. They're fans of the experience. No longer is going to a festival or a concert about seeing your favorite artist. It's now just about saying, I went to this place. I did this. And it's really evident at these Steve Lacy concerts, the videos that have been surfacing online, because they're doing things like throwing things on the stage. He's putting the mic out for them to sing. They don't know the words. Kids aren't really enjoying the music. They're just standing around, sitting on the floor. It's all for Instagram and Snapchat. And it's really funny to see an artist like Steve Lacy really exemplify this, because he comes from the same camp as Tyler the Creator. And Tyler the Creator has one of the biggest fan, one of the largest fan bases, I say, in the way that I say it spans from legitimate children to legitimate adults of all races, shapes, sizes, and colors. And that's because they are all in that odd future, like, scene at the same time. They're all in the same group, essentially, or were. But to see the people at the Tyler shows still interacting and such, it makes me wonder if those kids just think of a Tyler show like that because that's what they were told it was. And so they're trying to emulate that feeling instead of actually enjoying the show how they would, which would be on their asses with the phones in the air, taking videos, you know, capturing the moment instead of living in it. But at the end of the day, the actual huge, I guess, the story about this is Steve Lacy was shown, like, taking a camera and, like, smashing it and walking off stage. And honestly, I will have to say, at the same time, to be a legitimate, accomplished musician making music that you want to be targeted to adults, that gets hooked onto by kids, and it is treated like music for kids by kids, has to be absolutely not crushing, but absolutely frustrating that you're getting your target audience, but a vast majority of the people that are consuming your product and are the face of your product are children. And that's just what I feel like it is. It's just not, it's just a disconnect between what he's trying to do and how it got perceived is all. It's really what it is with that one. Let's see what else I got here. I got two more, really just one more thing. But two more things, I guess I'll go ahead and actually kind of reveal my excitement for this. The McRib is making a farewell tour, which is something that we've seen so many times in our lifetime. It's made a farewell tour. It's also only come back annually, once a year, twice a year, maybe, I think. But now they're saying that it's coming back at the end of October, and this will be the last time we get it. And the way that McDonald's has been doing their business these last two-ish years had me really thinking, or this really broke the straw on the camel's back to get me to thinking. The way that McDonald's is now marketing itself is almost like a shoe company does, with exclusive drops and you know, limited edition toys and such. Yeah, you can still go and get your favorite, get your basic meals and such. But the new draw to McDonald's are these celebrity meals, these adult happy meals, these the shit like the McRib coming back. It's all a stunt. Every 2 or 3 months, it's a new stunt to keep people there and to draw in more attractions. Hell, the toys from those adult Happy Meals are selling for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars online. And that's all because of the hype McDonald's itself has created around the product. It's the same exact food. The box is just different, and they're calling it a different thing. And I don't know if it's genius or if it's something we're going to see all, because it doesn't seem like all fast food has been able to adapt the same thing. Because there was another celebrity meal, I want to say at KFC, or yeah, it was like a Jack Harlow meal at KFC, and that didn't seem to have the buzz or even maintain the buzz or even start the spark that the Travis Scott meals and J Balvin meals did for McDonald's, and even the Cactus Plant adult Happy Meals that are out now. It's like that these things are, I guess we're seeing cultural phenomenons as they happen, but I wonder if this is going to shape the legitimate, true future of how fast food is done, in the way that people don't want the food, they want an experience. I don't know. Remember, I really don't know. It's one of the more interesting things I've been thinking about recently, because I just don't see how you don't run out of ideas of how to repackage the Big Mac. You know what I'm saying? You can only repackage the Big Mac and the 10-piece nuggets so many ways, no matter how many people's names you put on it. No matter, I mean, nope. Because when you got a big band like BTS, for example, who's going to endorse your meals, you're going to make a shit ton of money no matter what, because people are going to buy it just because of the name. Which actually got me thinking before I finish, because I was just about to finish the episode. But saying BTS got me remembering that those guys, the ultra popular K-pop band BTS has to disband in order to fulfill their mandatory military service for their country in Korea. And I wonder if this is going to, this is bigger than Elvis going to the military. This is them pretty much, maybe not at the height, but around the height of their popularity. They're about to have to leave for 2 years. 2 years is a long time when you're in a boy band, because pretty much no matter how you shake it, you're coming back as a full-grown adult, and you're going to lose most of your audience in 2 years. I feel like a lot of people that are super obsessed with just boy bands and artists and shit like that, in 2 years, they maybe lose those obsessions and start really, you know, involving themselves in real life, you know, getting jobs, start dating and shit like that. You know, once people hit junior high, high school, that shit's not as important to them. So for 2 years off for them, I wonder what, or if a return is even possible, and if so, what that really looks like for those guys. Because honestly, I couldn't see in America, even if we did, in modern day America at least, I would never see them baking up the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC at the height of their popularity, no matter what, even if there was a war going on. But the entertainment industry makes so much money for America that probably has a lot to do with it. But I think it's crazy that those guys did not try to dodge their service, and that they just said, fuck it, let's do it. So kudos to them on that point, I will say that. And honestly, I really don't have much else to say this week. The Sixers are sucking so far. First, got our first win versus the Pacers just last night. So woo us. Phillies are going to the World Series. Want to shout them out. Eagles still undefeated. Flyers are turning up. So all my sports are looking good. I'm signing off for this episode of the podcast. It's your boy Mister, aka Super Raw 357. And until next time, I'll say peace.